Nolte, 9 Lies the Media Are Telling You About Elizabeth Warren's DNA Test. By John Nolte on October 16, 2018. Spreading lies to benefit the Democrat Party is what the establishment media do. For example, over the weekend, NBC News fabricated the lie that President Trump gushed over Confederate General Robert E. Lee. This was a deliberate lie to smear Trump as racist. And it was only corrected by NBC after the lie had run its course. Over the same weekend, CNN crafted its own lie to make Donald Trump Jr. look racist. The media lie. And then the media lie some more. And now the media are lying about Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and her debacle of a DNA test. These are lies of omission and commission, but they are still lies because the media are desperate to mislead and deceive. With all that in mind, here are the establishment media's 9 biggest lies surrounding Warren's Indian ancestry and DNA test. Elizabeth Warren's DNA test shows strong evidence of American Indian ancestry. Verdict: nope. Although fake news outlets like CNN are running fake headlines that read Elizabeth Warren releases DNA test with strong evidence of Native American ancestry, the exact opposite is true. In fact, Warren's DNA test only proves that her Native ancestry is usual, no higher, and maybe even lower, than the average white American. According to the test, Warren's Indian genome might be between 1/64th and 1/1024, or 0.1% to 1.56%. The average white American is 0.18 American Indian, nearly double the low end of Warren's estimate. Warren's DNA test proves she at least has some American Indian ancestry. Verdict: nope. Warren's DNA was not even compared to samples of American Indian DNA. Rather, it was compared to samples from Mexico, Peru, and Colombia. This means that all Warren's DNA test proved is that she might be 1/64th to 1/2024 Mexican, Peruvian, or Colombian, which again puts her well within the norm of the average white American. American Indian tribes refuse to participate in DNA testing for a number of reasons, including exploitation by white people using identity for mercenary reasons, which is exactly what Warren has done. Warren's DNA test is so offensive to the Cherokee Nation that for the first time in the 6-year saga of this controversy, it weighed in on Monday to disavow and chastise Warren. Warren's DNA test proves her claim of Indian lore in her family. Verdict: nopers. Warren's false claim she is Cherokee was debunked years ago. To defend her lies, Warren has said that she came to believe she was part Native due to the stories told to her by family members. Even this claim has been debunked. Some members of Warren's own family strongly deny any talk in the family of Native ancestry. Verdict: not even close, and not only for the reasons listed above. Warren has claimed her great-great-great-grandmother, O.C. Sarah Smith, was part American Indian. Historical documents prove Smith identified as white. Too bad Warren didn't inherit Granny Smith's honesty genes. Warren said she was part Native and the test proves she's part Native. Verdict: yeah. No. Warren never claimed she was part Native, nor did she claim she is as Native as the average white American, which is all this DNA test proved. Rather, Warren claims she was an American Indian, specifically Cherokee or Delaware. For every year between 1986 and 1995, Warren identified herself as Native American in the Association of American Law Schools Directory of Law Professors. She signed off on a recipe in the Powwow Chow cookbook as Elizabeth Warren, Cherokee. Warren told the University of Pennsylvania to change her ethnicity from white to Native American after taking a job as a law professor. At the beginning of her academic career, there is just no question Warren dined on a phony minority status based on the worst kind of cultural appropriation. Warren believes she is Native due to discrimination faced by her parents. Verdict: a blazing fireball of total nonsense. To this very day, Warren stands by the debunked story her parents were forced to elope in 1932 due to family outrage over her father marrying a woman with Indian blood. Except, contemporaneous news reports and a marriage certificate appear to prove Warren's parents were married in a church ceremony, so no dramatic elopement. Trump lost his bet about Warren's ancestry. Verdict: LOL. Back in July, Trump offered to donate $1 million to a charity of Warren's choice if a DNA test proved she was Indian. Here is his exact quote: I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity. Paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian. Well, her DNA test proved she is not American Indian. Not even close, nowhere near enough to claim status as a minority. And certainly not enough to join an American Indian tribe. If Warren is native, every average white person in America is native. Trump's mockery of Warren over this issue is racist. Verdict, the opposite is true. If you want to see someone trading in on offensive stereotypes, watch Warren defend her lies with the excuse her family has high cheekbones just like all Indians do. Warren should be attacked and mocked for living this life for 30 years. Shame on her. The American Indian has lived through hundreds of years of hell to stay together and to hang on to their traditions. They have every right to be furious over this interloper. This imposter who leached onto them in order to cash in on a minority status. Trump is not mocking Indians, he is standing up for them by exposing a con woman engaging in the worst kind of identity theft. Warren's DNA test proves she is ready to take on Trump. Verdict, LML. The far-left Politico spun Warren's disastrous rollout of her DNA test as a clear sign to any Democrat who wondered whether Warren would fight back against President Donald Trump, who has taunted her as Pocahontas. Outside of the late John McCain suspending his 2008 presidential campaign to save the economy, never in my decades of watching politics have I seen a serious presidential contender botch something like Warren did the rollout of this fiasco. To begin with, Warren did not solve this problem, she made it worse. She turned a huge spotlight on it, and not just the fact that she has lied for decades about her native ancestry. The spotlight also exposes how ham-handed, clumsy, and unsteady she is. On Monday, as her DNA rollout began to blow up in her face, Warren lit herself on fire with a public meltdown on Twitter. All Monday proved is that Warren lacks the judgment and poise to run for president, much less take on Trump. Monday was the worst day of Warren's 2020 presidential campaign, and if anyone loves her enough to be honest with her, it will be her last. Trump doesn't just live in Warren's head, he's up there doing donuts in Air Force One while singing the Star Spangled Banner through a mouthful of cherry and strawberry starbursts. She let Trump get to her, undo her, and now she has destroyed herself. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.